Okay, so get this. We're diving into a Homestuck forum thread today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Mad Lads Edition.
Interesting.
So, for folks who might not know, Homestuck, it's like this massive web comic.
Huge following.
Yeah, like a dedicated fan base, tons of lore, and this forum is where they all hang out.
Right. It's like a little corner of the internet for them to dissect every detail, share fan art, and just like, go wild with their Homestuck love.
Totally. And the thing is, we're not even looking at the whole forum this time.
No.
Nope, just this one thread called Mad Lads Edition.
Oh, that's cool. Focusing on just one thread almost gives you a closer look, doesn't it? Like peering into a tiny world within an already niche community.
Yeah, kind of like we're anthropologists observing this strange and wonderful culture.
Exactly.
And trust me, it gets pretty strange just scrolling through. I'm seeing pages and pages of these like rapid fire time-stamped posts.
Oh, wow. So it's like a constant stream of consciousness from all these different users.
Yeah, it's like a chaotic mix of inside jokes and these super obscure references.
It's amazing how online communities like this, they create their own languages, their own inside jokes.
Right, like you almost need a decoder ring just to understand what they're talking about.
I know. And that's what makes it so fascinating to me. It's like they've built this whole world with its own rules and customs.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of rules and customs, I keep seeing these terms pop up, biz nasty and dersite.
Oh yeah, those are good ones.
Any idea what they mean?
So biz nasty, it seems to be like their way of saying something is cool or awesome.
Like a seal of approval.
Yeah, but like amped up to 11, maybe with a touch of irony thrown in.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about their site?
Ah, that one's a bit more mysterious. It could be a label for a certain type of
It's
user.
like maybe someone who's always super negative.
That's a good guess. It's hard to say for sure without more context, but it definitely seems like an insider term.
Right, like something you only understand if you spent enough time in this particular corner of the internet.
Exactly. And that's part of what creates that sense of belonging, that feeling of being in the know.
Totally. And speaking of things that make you feel in the know, have you noticed their obsession with Selena Gomez?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that going on.
I mean, pictures, videos, discussions about her, like what she might be thinking at any given moment.
I know. It's like, is this ironic? Is it genuine? Are they just messing with us?
It's hard to tell, right? Like online communities can be so unpredictable.
Totally. And that's part of the fun. You never know what they're going to latch onto next.
Okay, but then you have these posts about like Vietnamese soup.
Vietnamese suit.
Yeah, or like whether you can buy eggnog year round. It's so
Oh, I
random.
love that, though. It's like they're just throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks.
You think it's intentional? Like, are they trying to be absurd?
I think it's a mix of things. Sometimes it's deliberate, like a way to keep things fresh and unpredictable.
Right, to make sure nobody gets bored.
Exactly. But sometimes it's just the natural flow of conversation. Like one minute you're talking about Selena Gomez, and the next minute you're debating the merits of different soup broths.
Yeah. It's like a stream of consciousness, but like a collective one.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes it so entertaining.
It's definitely keeping us on our toes.
I'll say. But you know what's interesting? Amidst all this chaos and absurdity, they actually have some pretty deep conversations too.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, there's this whole thread about self-improvement and the idea that it could actually create monsters.
That's deep. I wouldn't have expected that from a thread called Mad Lads Edition.
I know. It's like they're using this ironic, over-the-top language to explore these really complex ideas.
Like, are they serious or are they just playing devil's advocate?
It's hard to say, but I think that's part of what makes these online communities so fascinating. They're not afraid to tackle big questions, even if it's through the lens of humor and absurdity.
It's like they're using jokes as a way to test the waters, to see what resonates.
Exactly. And that can lead to some really interesting insights.
For sure. But speaking of interesting insights, did you catch the thread about existential angst?
Yeah, a little bit.
It gets pretty dark. They're talking about being disillusioned with internet culture, wanting to log off for good, even longing for death.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Totally. Like they're grappling with some pretty serious stuff.
Well, I think it's important to remember that these online communities are often a reflection of the real world.
Right. They're not just escaping reality, they're living in it.
Exactly. And in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information and pressure to be on all the time, it's no wonder people are feeling anxious and disillusioned.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of what makes this thread so compelling. It's not just a bunch of random nonsense. It's a window into the human experience in the digital age.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, but then just when you think you've got a handle on them, they throw you a curveball, like a thread, discussing AI models and their limitations.
AI, really?
Yeah, it's like they went from talking about existential dread to debating the merits of different machine learning algorithms.
That is a wild shift in topic.
Huh.
But it also kind of makes sense in a way, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, this community is clearly very tech savvy. They're comfortable with new technologies, and they're not afraid to dive into the nitty-gritty details.
True, and it's not just about using AI, it's about understanding it, critiquing it, even speculating about its future.
Right. It's like they're trying to make sense of this rapidly changing world, and AI is a big part of that.
It's definitely a reminder that even in these niche communities, people are engaging with the bigger picture.
Absolutely. And it speaks to their intellectual curiosity, their desire to understand how things work.
For sure, but here's something else I noticed. They're constantly reflecting on their own community, like they're aware of its evolution, its strengths, and its weaknesses.
Oh, absolutely. Like they're observing themselves from the outside.
Exactly. There are all these discussions about how the Homestuck fandom has changed over time, new platforms, shifting trends.
And that nostalgia for the good old days.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to preserve their unique identity in the face of all this change.
I think it's a struggle a lot of online communities face, you know? How do you stay true to your roots while also adapting to a constantly evolving digital landscape?
That's a really good question. And honestly, I don't know if there's an easy answer.
Me neither. But
Yeah.
I think it's something worth thinking about as we continue exploring this thread and other online communities like it.
Absolutely, because these communities, they're more than just places to hang out online. They're reflections of ourselves, our anxieties, our desires, and our search for connection in a digital world.
That's a great way to put it. They're like microcosms of society, full of contradictions and
And
complexities.
we're just scratching the surface.
I can't wait to dive deeper.
You know, something that really stuck out to me was how much they seem to like embrace negativity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll like call themselves jaded or talk about hitting rock bottom.
I've noticed that too. It's like they're almost proud of their negativity.
Right. And then there's this constant talk about wanting to escape the internet.
Like it's this love-hate relationship.
Exactly. They're drawn to it, but also repulsed by it.
I think that's something a lot of people can relate to these days, right?
Oh, total. Like, we all know the internet can be a toxic place.
But we keep coming back for more.
Because it's also where we find community, information, entertainment. It's complicated.
It really is. And I think this thread captures that complexity perfectly.
Yeah, and it gets pretty specific too. Like, there's this whole thread about wanting to leave image board culture behind.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they specifically mention 4chan and like its negative influence.
That's a tough one. Image boards can be really intense.
No kidding. And I think it speaks to a larger issue, which is like the desensitization that can happen online.
You mean like how you become numb to things that would normally shock or upset you?
Exactly. And it's not just about the content itself, it's the way people communicate, you know?
Yeah, that constant irony and sarcasm. It can be hard to tell what's genuine anymore.
Right. And I think that can make it difficult to form real, meaningful connections.
Absolutely, because vulnerability is kind of out the window when you're always putting up a front.
It's like you're constantly performing, even when you're just trying to have a conversation.
Which can be exhausting and honestly pretty lonely.
Totally. And that's why I think it's so interesting that even amidst all this negativity and detachment, there are these glimmers of hope.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's this one post where someone talks about wanting nerd weirdo friends IRL.
That's
I
sweet.
know, right? Like,
Man.
they recognize that real connection, real fulfillment comes from face-to-face interaction.
It's like they're craving something more than just online validation.
Exactly. And it's not just about friendship. There's also this desire for personal growth, for becoming better people.
Like there's this post about letting go of gross closed-mindedness.
Yeah. I love that they're acknowledging the need to challenge their own beliefs.
That's huge, especially online where it's so easy to get stuck in an echo chamber.
For sure. And I think it shows a level of self-awareness that's really encouraging.
It's like they're not just mindlessly consuming content. They're actively reflecting on their own experiences and trying to learn from them.
Right. And that's super important, especially in a world where it's so easy to get caught up in the noise.
Definitely. It's like they're choosing to be intentional about their own growth.
Which is amazing. And speaking of intentionality, did you see the thread about using fictional characters as models for self-improvement?
No. Tell me more.
Okay, so they're talking about like taking inspiration from characters they admire and like trying to embody their best qualities.
That's so cool. I love that.
I know, right? It's like they're using fiction as a tool for personal development.
It's almost like role-playing, but for real life.
Yeah. And I think it speaks to the power of storytelling, you know? Mm. Like how it can help us understand ourselves and the world around us.
Absolutely. And it's a reminder that inspiration can come from anywhere, even fictional characters.
For sure. But of course, we can't talk about this community without mentioning their, well, unique sense of humor.
Yeah, their humor can be a lot.
To say the least, it's like a mix of fart jokes, dark humor, irony, and absurdity all layered on top of each other.
It's definitely not for everyone.
But I think it's part of what makes them so interesting, you know? Like, they're not afraid to push boundaries and be provocative.
Totally. And I think it's also a way for them to cope with all the heavy stuff they're talking about, you know?
Mm.
The anxiety, the existential dread.
Humor as a defense mechanism.
Exactly. It's like a shield that protects them from the harsh realities of the world.
And speaking of harsh realities, did you see the thread where someone shares a snuff cam video?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was rough.
I mean, it's like clearly meant to be a warning to those thinking about suicide.
Like a shock tactic.
But it's still pretty disturbing, you know, and I think it speaks to the desensitization we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, like how exposure to extreme content can warp your perception of reality.
It's a reminder that the internet can be a very dark place.
Absolutely. And it's important to be aware of those dangers.
But even alongside those disturbing elements, you see flashes of humanity, mm. of genuine concern for others.
True. Like when they offer support to each other or share their own struggles.
It's like a reminder that these communities, they're complex.
They're full of contradictions, just like people are.
And that's what makes them so fascinating to study.
I agree. It's like a microcosm of society itself.
We've seen the good, the bad, and the downright bizarre.
What a ride.
You know, right? And we're not done yet. There's one more layer we need to unpack.
Mm.
Their relationship with authority, with the very structure of this online world they inhabit.
Now that's an interesting angle. I'm ready when you are.
So we've spent this deep dive exploring this Mad Lads edition thread.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
It has. We've seen their humor, their anxieties about, you know, life online and offline.
Search for connection.
Exactly. But we haven't really touched on their relationship with, like, authority.
Well, you mean like the rules of the forum, the moderator?
Yeah, the whole structure of this digital space they've created.
It's a good point. I mean, every online community has its own kind of power dynamics, right?
Right. And it's interesting to see how this particular community navigates that.
Absolutely. So what have you noticed?
Well, for one thing, they seem very aware of the limitations, like the site's filters and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They definitely joke about that a lot.
But they're also constantly pushing against those boundaries, you know?
Like they're testing the limits of what they can get away with.
Exactly. And it's not just the filters. It's their interactions with the moderators, too.
What do you mean?
Well, they'll poke fun at them, question their decisions.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. It's like a playful rebellion.
Totally. Like they're acknowledging the power structure, but they're not afraid to challenge it.
Which is healthy, I think.
Mm.
It shows that they're not just blindly following the rules.
Right. They're engaging with them, even if it's through humor and sarcasm.
Exactly. And it's a reminder that these online spaces, they're not just free-for-alls. They have their own internal structures and hierarchies.
For sure. And I think that ties into something else we've talked about, which is their awareness of how online platforms themselves are evolving.
Oh, right. Like how they talk about new users coming in from other sites.
Yeah. And the impact of changing trends, algorithms, all that stuff.
Like they're watching their little corner of the internet change right before their eyes.
And they're not always happy about it. There's a lot of nostalgia for the good old days.
Makes you wonder if that's something all online communities experience, that longing for a simpler time.
Maybe, but it also makes me think about the future of these communities, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, can they survive as these unique, distinct spaces? Or will they inevitably become homogenized, absorbed into the larger online landscape?
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet is constantly changing.
It is, and I think that's part of what makes this deep dive so fascinating.
Totally. It's not just about understanding this one community. It's about understanding the forces that are shaping all online communities.
Right, and maybe even our own relationship with the internet as a whole.
Absolutely. So where do we go from here?
Well, I think we've only scratched the surface of this thread. There's so much more to explore.
I agree, but I think we've also uncovered some really valuable insights.
We've seen the good, the bad, the funny, the thought-provoking.
The downright bizarre.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget the bizarre. But ultimately, I think what we've learned is that these online communities, they're more than just places to hang out.
the reflections of ourselves, our anxieties, our desires, our search for connection in a digital world.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to log off for now.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, stay curious.